From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. As we head towards the weekend, if I could ask for your assistance in prayer for the weather. I was watching the news this morning, and the local meteorologist said that Saturday there's like a 30% chance for weather. Especially guys, you're not made of sugar, okay? Let's get out for Freedom Celebration on Saturday. It's going to be a great event. If you haven't invited people out to this, let me just encourage you to go to freedomabq.com, and there you will find all kinds of information about Freedom Celebration. But it is at Isleta Amphitheater in Albuquerque. It's a free event, and it's happening this Saturday. The gates open at 4 o'clock. Listen, that venue holds, like, I think 16,000 people, and we would love to see, at the end of Love Week here in Albuquerque, cap it off with a great gathering at Isleta Amphitheater, where you can get out and get to this festival-style 4th of July celebration on June 29th, but there'll be all kinds of great music. Calvary Worship will be out there. I expect they'll probably kick things off on stage with music. And then Caleb and John, an up-and-coming Christian group, Austin French, who was here for Easter. Many of you heard Austin and are probably looking forward to hearing from him again. Andrew Rip, who we play on, all these artists we play on KLYT. Sanctus Real, who has had Grammy nominations, at least, and have been recognized by the Gospel Music Association as well for their work. And then Colton Dixon, who a lot of people, you know, if you're an American Idol fan, I know those, man, they're almost like, they're fans. They're huge fans, and I know a lot of those American Idol fans will, and that's actually, I think we even talked about it yesterday with Janae Heitzig. When we're, you know, talking about how to share this with someone, if you're talking to someone who's all about American Idol, and tell them Colton Dixon's going to be there, and it'd be a great way to get someone maybe to an event that wouldn't maybe come to your church, but they'll go to Freedom Celebration, and they'll hear all this great music, and then a message from Skip Heitzig on the true freedom we find in Jesus Christ. Then a great fireworks show. It is kind of important that you go to the website at freedomabq.com. I would really encourage you to go to the frequently asked questions. Stuff like, is it free admission. It is free parking. Carpooling is encouraged. And it's imagine you're going to a concert or an Isotopes game. You know, ladies, the clear purses, you know, small size. You just don't want to have to walk back out to the car with stuff. Don't bring your own chairs. You can bring a blanket, though. And all those details are on the website at freedomabq.com. And I'm kind of getting into the minutia of it, but if one or two people get that message and it saves them a little heartache, and the doors open and they're going for their best place inside, but they can't because they brought something they need to bring back to the car. Don't bring your own cooler. As far as the chairs go, they'll have chairs there to rent. So in all those details, pet, no, don't bring your pet, but ADA service animals, of course, will be welcome. Don't bring your own fireworks. There'll be plenty of those as well. So freedomabq.com, and we'll see you out there. I want to thank all of our sponsors who made it possible, and you'll be hearing from them over the coming weeks as we continue to say thank you to so many who stepped up and made an event like this possible, where we can share the love of Christ with our community. And this is a church-wide, I mean, several churches in New Mexico are making this happen. So I want to thank everyone who was a part of that. And pray. I started this with, what can you do? You can pray for the event, for good weather, and more importantly, for people to get there who need to hear the truth of Jesus Christ in that message Skip will deliver on Saturday evening. Gates open at 4. Stage stuff kind of starts at 5:30. And after the fireworks, everyone's going home, and hopefully we'll see life change. Okay. All that. I welcome our first guest into studio monthly. We welcome Jody Hendricks in from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, thanks for taking the time.
Of course. As always, thank you for having me.
And thanks for the patience as I get through all that.
Hey, that's a lot of important information. I'm glad that I know that before we go.
Yeah. Are you planning on going?
We were going to try.
Yeah. Is there an artist in there that is a favorite? Or?
Oh, I like them all. Yeah. Of course, I love Sanctus Real.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Colton Dixon.
Yeah. And, you know, this is an event that, I mean, I don't want to put a price tag on it because it's free. But, you know, if you had to pay for a festival style event like that, that gets pricey for a family.
Absolutely.
And we're just so happy so many people have stepped up and made it possible to make it a free event.
Yes.
That we're looking forward to. And we're looking forward to hearing more from you. If you don't mind, let's start with kind of the past. Because looking at that is going to help us look to the future.
Yes.
For more family fun activity. You had one of your events right here on the Calvary Church campus in Albuquerque, but you're planning on moving around the state.
Yes, absolutely. Because, of course, our main goal with our festivals is to cultivate community across New Mexico. And we want to really help families connect to the resources they have available to them. And so basically, we are showcasing hope in communities all across New Mexico. So we had a great event here in Albuquerque. We were able to have 35 different organizations come together that meet several different needs for families, for kids, for parents, for singles, for individuals. I mean, you name it. We had so many great resources available. And we want to do that in multiple communities across New Mexico to make sure that families can thrive by using the resources that are available to them.
And what I would encourage our listeners to do, if you haven't done it already, go to nmfam.org and click on the foundation link, and then scroll down. You guys did a great job at taking pictures of so many of the different organizations that were a part of this. And I it's not going to surprise me as you do more festivals, they'll just be more and more. Yes. And more of these organizations that are really resources to our community.
Yes.
And you know, just like on this show, we have a lot of these like yourself on the air with us, and it makes the resource that it is familiar to the listener, but also provides the listener for those that are exhibiting generosity to consider some of these groups that they see doing great work in New Mexico.
Yes, yes. You know, I often look at it as the task of rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem. You know, if you've read in scripture, it was a huge task for Nehemiah to try to coordinate and see the wall rebuilt. But the beautiful thing about the entire passage is that you see different communities coming together to work on their section of the wall, to bring their area of expertise, to be able to offer what it was they had to offer, not worrying about, oh, there's already too many people doing that, they don't need me. No, they needed everyone, all hands on deck. And that's where we're at with New Mexico. We need all hands on deck. And so there are organizations like ours fighting for biblical values and policy and trying to cultivate community across New Mexico. And there are organizations that are providing valuable resources to families, whether they're pregnancy centers or they're education oriented or they're financial planning oriented or they're, you know, faith-based rehab groups or churches or kids groups. I mean, you name it. There are so many organizations doing their part to, you know, as we would say, rebuild the wall.
I love that illustration.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a tool in one hand doing the work, and you've got a sword, the word of God, in
absolutely.
The other, sharing with the community.
Yes, yes. So when the community looks at these organizations and they think it's great to see those things, and maybe they need those services and they can connect with them and be be able to be served by those ministries, that's wonderful. But then it's also wonderful when you see families who might not have a current need for one of those organizations and what they provide, but they can help support those organizations.
Yeah. Well, they may know someone who's in you know, in their sphere of influence. Yes. So the first one was what, about a month or so, a little more than that ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
And what's the hope for another event like this?
So we have hopes of providing one in Las Cruces. We have hopes of providing one in Farmington.
Yeah.
Also in Truth or Consequences.
You need some connection in Las Cruces, which, by the way, we're broadcasting right now.
Yeah.
At 88.1 FM in Las Cruces. If you're a member of a church there, who could be a liaison, or
yes,
is that kind of,
yes, yes, because what we do, the first thing we need to really make a festival successful is to be able to partner with a local church somewhere that we can use the space, the parking lot, mm-hmm. Have access to bathrooms, because this is a family event. We know our little kids are going to need to go to the bathroom, so we need someone who's willing to partner with us and provide that for us, and then we do the rest of the work of connecting all of the different organizations in the area, the different resources, bringing them all out for the event. But we do need a church to partner with to be able to have the space and an avenue of being able to get the word out.
Okay, now I'm going to guess the website is probably a good place to start if they go,
yes,
to nmfam.org. That's New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Usually it's at the bottom. It's at the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Go down and you'll find a way to contact. There's a phone number on the website. Just go to nmfam.org, and we'd love to see someone from Las Cruces reach out to Jody and her team as they prepare for that next event.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right, Jody, we're up against a break.
All righty.
Can you stay with us?
Yes, sure can.
Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll continue our conversation with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. It's coming up right after this on ABQ Connect. Okay, a little transparency. Even while Jody was speaking, I was sucking down some water. I'm one of those people, when I give blood, I'm hard to find, you know,
yes.
It's this new secret. It's no secret either, which, by the way, if you're giving blood today at Calvary Church on Osuna, the blood drive starts at 3:00 with Vitalant. Still time for you to go online. If you want to go to klyt.fm and click on the Vitalant banner, sign up for a time this afternoon. I'm not sure. I think they might be out there till like 8:00 tonight, it starts at 3:00. So if you hear me drinking water, I'm loading up because, it doesn't bother me to get poked a few times with the needle. I always feel bad for the phlebotomist.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't worry, man. I'm okay. If you did sign up to give blood, remember there's some things you need to do. Sign back into Vitalant.org and do that paperwork before you get to your appointment. It'll make things go a little bit quicker, but we hope to see great things happen there as part of Love Week throughout the city. We'd love to see all these people that are pitching in and volunteering, cleaning up parks, schools, visiting people that maybe they don't have anyone to go and visit them and share the love of Christ. So thanks for those who have participated thus far in Love Week. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And Jody, we jumped right into it with, you know, assuming everyone knows what New Mexico Family Action Movement is. If you don't mind, kind of rewind a little bit, share the history and where it's, you know, started here in New Mexico and where it's gone to, and really kind of in some ways where it's returning to.
Yes, I'd be happy to share that. So we are really, if you think about it, we are a legacy group of Focus on the Family. Our history comes from Focus on the Family. Many years ago, they decided, you know what, we need to have a voice in policy. We need to have a voice that will protect biblical values in our laws and give Christians, give people of faith, an outlet and an understanding of how they can use their voice to protect biblical values. And so they started what is now known as Family Policy Alliance. Family Policy Alliance works at a national level to to protect biblical values in policy. So they're creating policy, they're defending against, they're doing whatever they can to protect our values at a policy level. And so what they did was they began to create what's called family policy councils in individual states so that a group could exist within a state to do at the state level what FPA was doing at a national level. And that is where the New Mexico group was birthed. It used to be known as Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico. And so we began to work under Vince Torres and began to try to grow and do what we needed to do here in New Mexico to protect biblical values in policy, which, as you know, is not an easy task in the land that we live in, unfortunately. And so as we began to grow, we reached the point of being able to become an independent group, no longer having to be under mom and dad's roof, but being able to kind of step out on our own. But we do remain the only organization in New Mexico that has that alliance with the National Family Policy Alliance group. And so we're very excited and very blessed and honored to be able to be that organization here in New Mexico as New Mexico Family Action Movement, to be able to do the work that is so important to protect biblical values, but also have the resources, the support, the strength that comes from the national group. But also, as I said, they began to create these state groups. We now have state groups in about 42 of the different states. And so we have this great network, this connection that we're able to work together as groups to kind of learn from each other, help each other, support each other. So talk about cultivating community at a national level, right? it's really something to behold. It's really exciting to be a part of. But most specifically, I want to share with the listeners that we are specifically teaming up with the Texas group. The Texas Family Policy Council is called Texas Values. And, you know, a lot of good things have been happening in Texas lately. Yeah. They've been passing a lot of great laws. They've been doing a lot of great things to protect
women. It's a whole other country.
It really, really is. You know, it's inspiring to watch. But with all of the good that is going on there and all of the protections that they're seeing in their policy, unfortunately, it's kind of creating some issues for New Mexico.
Yeah,
we have a lot of women coming over to New Mexico to receive services that are no longer available.
Oh, yeah.
Texas.
Our state government built a abortion clinic, mm-hmm. right? That was near El Paso, or just
right in Las Cruces.
In Las Cruces,
yeah, right coming. There to make it easier.
$10 million spent.
Yeah, of taxpayer dollars, yeah. By the way. that's lovely. And of course, if you're entering our state at any entrance, you see the signs that boast about abortion still being legal, and calling women to come and finding ways to help pay for women's travel and women's medical services and abortion services while they're here. It's really, really sad. And so seeing this happen, you know, I called up the president of the Texas Values group and I kind of started to tease him. I was like, hey, what are you guys doing? You're kind of causing a problem over here. And so we began to talk and work together and start to figure out ways where we can come together, cultivating community between New Mexico and Texas, to work together to protect women, to work together to educate our voters here in New Mexico, to let them know what's happening and how they can use their voice. So I'm really excited to have that connection, that team being created between Texas and New Mexico, something that we will see come to fruition for everyone to join in the next few months, where we're going to be having a really big event with Riley Gaines coming as our special speaker. She is excited to be a part of it as well. So it's a lot of great things on the horizon for our organization, things that I want people in New Mexico to know. These are good things.
Yeah.
These are things that are furthering the kingdom of God. These are things that are fighting to protect the values that he has laid out for us and to give you a voice in our policy here in New Mexico.
Well, in regards to the New Mexico Family Action Movement and their support of abundant life, I want to draw their attention to, on the website at nmfam.org, the pregnancy resources available there. So as we touched on that subject, I want to make sure you know that, you know, this is part of what New Mexico Family Action Movement is doing to provide information that our families need and want. So go to the website if you need those resources, or share them with someone you know who could benefit from it. While we're on the website, I also would encourage people to go to the Action Center, which really throughout the years, or the months, the weeks, the days, it kind of ebbs and flows as far as what kind of content is there.
Yes.
Right now at the top of the page is the Not My Kid petition.
Yes.
A reminder to people, we are past the referendum. It is a petition now, but to get the information you need, this is a good place for you to start. Go to nmfam.org. And for those unfamiliar, Jody, I'll let you articulate more.
Yes. So the Not My Kid petition is what we have put our focus and our energy into in order to share with legislators in the 2025 legislative session the sentiment of New Mexicans regarding the 6 bad bills that were passed in the 2023 session. And of course, if you've not heard of those laws, they are on our website. You can link to them and be able to read about them and see what they do. But the biggest thing, the reason it's the Not My Kid campaign, is because they're really coming after our kids. They're really trying to drive wedges in these laws between parents and their children. They're trying to take the place of the parent and make decisions for the children that they have no business making for our kids.
Yeah, I forget honestly where I saw it, but I remember seeing an educator, and I think it may have been a national story, but you know, parents sharing the sentiment, these are my kids.
Yes.
And essentially, now listen, every educator isn't this way, but this one basically said, when they're here, they're mine.
Mm.
I just heard the mom there.
I don't think so. There is never a moment where they are not mine.
Yeah.
They are always mine as mama. And it is my job to be able to make decisions with them and for them and make them according to our beliefs and our values.
One of the really important parts about this Not My Kid petition, if you signed the referendum and the petitions for each of the 6 laws that were passed, and you're like, no, I've been there, I've done that, actually go and sign this petition.
Yes.
I'm going to I already acted. I already did it.
Okay, wonderful.
Before I did.
Thank you.
But that's important. I think the communication has got to be there. And you know what? Thank you for those who went out and signed the referendum petitions. But there's still work to be done.
Yes.
So essentially, this petition, when it's done, is going to be taken, I guess, in the next legislative session.
Yes, yes.
Hand delivered, looking them in the eye.
Yes. And I want you to imagine with me this hand delivering. This is not just a little packet with some signatures. This is boxes upon boxes upon boxes of signatures that we already have collected. And we want more because we want it to be loud and clear to our legislators. This is what New Mexicans think.
Yeah. And, this petition and even the referendum to a certain extent wasn't necessarily drawn on party lines. There were a lot of people from both parties that weren't happy with what happened in that legislative session in 2023.
Yes.
And this is the citizens communicating to the people who they put in office, which, by the way, I mean, I know we're between a primary and a general election, but although the general election is important, a lot of those local elections that'll be on that ballot are going to be a great way for us to communicate as well.
Yes, yes. And I want people to understand that. You know, I was talking to somebody just the other day where I was really encouraging him to go out and vote and be prepared. And he said to me, yeah, well, my vote doesn't matter. And I just, my jaw dropped. It's like, do you know who you're talking to? This is what I do. This is what I'm passionate about. How can you say your vote doesn't matter? When we all begin to believe that and fall for that, then fewer and fewer and fewer show up to voice. And that is where we see the decline. And so every single person needs to recognize that their vote matters, that they have the opportunity to show up and say, this is what I'm voting for. And I'm not voting on party lines. I'm voting my biblical values.
Yeah.
That is what is important. We have to show up and vote our biblical values.
Yeah. And not just talking about evangelicals, but the primary, I think it was 21% turnout. I mean, it was pathetic. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. But very sad.
Listen, we've been visiting with Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Go to nmfam.org for a lot of the information we've already talked about. And if you're not finding something there that we talked about or you're looking for, scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll find a phone number there to reach out to the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Don't want to cut you off, Jody, and want to make sure, is there anything else before you go we need to make sure the listener knows?
No, just be on the lookout for information about our Riley Gaines event, and be on the lookout for our festivals possibly coming towards you. And if you're in an area that you would love to see one of our festivals come, reach out, and we'd be happy to talk with you and see what we can do about making that happen.
Sounds good. Can we do this next month?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, stick around. We're going to catch up with a local businessman who's got not necessarily new ideas, but ideas that you'll want to know about how we can make New Mexico a better community, doing work like you are, Jody.
That's great.
I love having all these people in because it's always good to see what we can do to better the community we're in. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back after the break on ABQ Connect.